From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of Israelis protested across the country Saturday after recent violence left a Palestinian toddler burned to death and six gay rights marchers stabbed. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin told a crowd of marchers that flames of hatred had spread through the country. An 18-month-old Palestinian toddler died when suspected Jewish extremists firebombed a home in the occupied West Bank. The boy's parents and his brother were seriously hurt. On Thursday, a right-wing Orthodox Jew stabbed six people marching in a gay pride parade in Jerusalem. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording that is reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the group will continue its struggle until what he called the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mansour says that the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. His emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir, that is an Afghan political activist.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days, we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership, and if the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Omar, whose death was confirmed this week.